AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Egyptian police are carrying out detailed security checks at the airport in Sharm el-Sheikh, the resort from where the doomed Russian plane took off last weekend, after UK officials confirmed that flights will start bringing stranded British tourists home from the Sinai Peninsula. Meanwhile, President Obama comments on the possibility that a bomb took down that Russian jetliner.
The president says U.S. experts haven't reached a definitive judgment, but he says they are looking closely at possible evidence of an explosive device.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
Still, in an interview with Seattle radio station KIRO, he didn't discuss the evidence or the claim by Islamic State militants to have downed the Metrojet plane. Nor did he go as far as British Prime Minister David Cameron, who called a bomb more likely than not the cause of Sunday's crash. Mark Smith at the White House.
The revelation that a well-known police officer stole money and killed himself in a way that made it appear he was gunned down in the line of duty has shaken a small town in northern Illinois. Fox Lake Village Administrator Ann Marin says she suspected something wasn't right with Lieutenant Joe Glenowitz and the police explorer post he ran.
There were a lot of red flags when I couldn't get answers to who's in the explorer program. Do we have a roster? Do we have parent consent forms? Where are you going today? Why do you need to use the village van?
They say he embezzled thousands from that program. In another twist, a detective says Glenowitz also tried to find a hitman to kill Marin. The officer's wife and one of their sons are now under investigation. Two candidates who've each been a part of the primetime Republican debate so far, Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee, have been demoted to next week's undercard event because of low national poll numbers. This is AP Radio News. The host of The Daily Show returned to work overnight.
He is back.
From Comedy Central's World News Headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
After missing out on just one day's work, Trevor Noah was back on the job, and he wasted no time mining his emergency appendectomy for laughs. He noticed some fans went online because they were upset it seemed that his new Comedy Central bosses were rushing him back.
People were writing things online. They were like, Comedy Central, one day off after surgery, is it because he's black?
Noah says it was he who wanted to come back right away. He says he would have worked the same day of the surgery, stitches and all, but Comedy Central wouldn't let him. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Paleontologists with the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science have unveiled the first baby Pentaceratops skull ever discovered. Curator Spencer Lucas says it was so big it had to be airlifted out of the desert badlands.
The larger block weighed about a ton, perhaps a little more.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.